A commission. Noel Hallet, painter, 1711 to 1781. The nobleman's girl arrives, her skirt filling up a doorway. Pale with light is the cake layered like St. Bride's, architecture mimicking nuptials to be devoured. Velvet darkens her cheek. Shadow darkens the velvet. I take out brush and linger as if to adore what on canvas must be reconstructed, the silver tonality of neckline mustered in the bodice braid. As a child, before my mother's table, I'd counted out such colors of jars and mineral hues crushed and blown into hearts used to transform the angles of the body with. Apple green, a dust of fine blush like the covering on damsons, rose hollyhock. Spattered with the peruke's gray sheen, now in her face blood struggles under the girl's mask of arsenic. It is like watching something living crawl beneath something dead. I look at her and think of gods who clasp nymphs in fountain statuettes as if they wanted them to drown, and wish their stone laurels could be stripped away, the metallic sheen of silk pulled from shoulders, gilding gone in preference for the real form of us to stay put and shine. If I could, I'd draw through the girl a hardier seed than classical urges trailing off into pastilles, more permanent than the painted draperies or foot's arch curve similar to any aqueducts. In my bedclothes, later, the girl turns to a collection of thin papers, whispering. I grip her slim wrists to chain her where she lays, with scarf and pillowcase. Close my eyes. Imagine the sheen of her young body as it rises, harder without the dress, I believe, broader and strong. Her boyish limbs churn and churn like smoke in this white space between us of my eternal bed, my need,